Hey, Bob here, and welcome to Channel 4. I have a few things I'm going to be dropping, especially since this is my new series, which I'll talk about in just a moment. Before I do that, I would like to thank our sponsors, OmniSend. If you've been thinking about switching platforms, here's one more reason to actually do it. OmniSend just dropped their SMS pricing, and now it starts at just 7/10 of a cent per message. It's not a gimmick, it's just the way they do things. So do check them out, and you can get 30% off your first 3 months by visiting omnisend.com/open channels. And our newest sponsor, Blackwall. Well, they are actually sponsoring me to go to WordCamp Europe, which is a flagship event that's done every year for WordPress. And in addition to sponsoring me to go to that, they are sponsoring us this June, so you'll be hearing more about them. Who's Blackwall? Well, in a nutshell, they keep the bots, scrapers, and that nasty traffic away from your sites and your clients before it becomes a problem. If you're a developer or agency, it's worth a serious look. So check them out at blackwall.com. So as I mentioned, I am introducing my own series. Yes, I'm bringing my voice back regularly. But I am going to be calling my series Open Tabs. Now, think about that. Essentially, I want to talk about, there's things I've experienced over my almost four decades of running my own business. And I don't want to dwell on that because I'm always going to lead into what's happening now and, of course, in the future. And it's really literally open tabs. I will probably have 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever, open tabs. I'll be talking about something that I am looking at on the web, but at the same time, it kind of refers to my brain, which has, I don't know how many open tabs it has. It has a lot of tabs in there open, but I've kind of left them open, haven't visited them for some time. So kind of the open tabs in my brain. Anyway, that's why I'm calling it open tabs. So I hope you enjoy this. And I'm going to start by going to my first tab, looking at my own site, openchannels.fm. And the reason I bring this up is a little bit to do with design and layout. Yes, I was a designer years ago, kind of lost that over the years, the ability to do a lot of design, but I'm over the grid layout. You know, I don't even know when it started. I don't know when I started using it. You know what I'm talking about. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying, personally, for my site, I'm over it. And here's the reason why. It's not anything against it. You know, it's going to be used forever and ever. But as I was looking how I present my archives or a series of episodes, I thought, well, you know, when you go to a pod app, they list your episodes. They don't put it in a grid. And I kind of miss this in the sense of, you know, having something you see, scroll down, having something you see, so on and so forth. And also lists without a featured image or an image by it. I don't always feel like I need images all the time on my site. So needless to say, this first open tab, as I look at it, and if you go to our site, even on the homepage now, I am using a list versus a grid layout. I'm doing it on my channel pages. I'm doing it on my archive for episodes, archive for news, archive for the blog. So anyway, that's just something I wanted to mention, and I just like it. I just like how it works better. And I, of course, you know, there may be some grid aspect somebody thinks is still there, but essentially, I list what you can find and I try to make it easy. You know, you see the title, you know what it is, you move on in any direction you choose to. So that is my first open tab. My second open tab is a post I wrote, and I know this is a bit, I don't want to say redundant, but it kind of reflects what I'm talking about in this post. I call it The Human Touch in a Podcast, and it really essentially is beyond just a podcast, so don't let that name turn you off. And what it's about is repurposing content. I mean, this has been around forever and ever and ever, and now AI has made repurposing a lot easier. As you know, from videos to any kind of media, we have so many options to repurpose it. And I thought it might be interesting just to let you know, or actually talk about what I wrote in this article, of how we repurpose content or use AI here at openchannels.fm. Now, we have original content. All episodes are generated by these, if you remember them, humans. And yeah, I know podcasting is going in weird directions and stuff, but that's essentially our content. But within that content is a ton of information that sometimes gets lost, or you're listening to a podcast and you think, that was great. Now, what was that again? Yeah. Okay. What's that middle thing? I remember the first part. I remember the end, but I don't remember that middle part. Anyway, it's nothing new to podcasting, and it's really nothing new to even writing content, is repurposing content. Same with video, same with it all. Now, again, I said I start with original content. Now, with production in the podcasting space, and probably if you're doing video and stuff, there's a lot of tools out there that enhances the sound, removes echoes, removes ums and ahs, shortens long pauses, tightens it up, find content actually in there that it feels maybe is redundant or something you should delete, on and on and on and on. Now, I don't use a lot of these tools. And the reason being, after doing this for, podcasting for, I don't know even how long it's been, 12 years, I had to think about that. I had to go to that tab. Anyway, I love the human language with all its nuances, and I feel by eliminating too much, you lose the human voice. So that is in my audio and sometimes video. But as far as the content itself, within all those episodes I said before, there's a lot of gold nuggets. They're just hard to find, and sometimes they fly by. And I think it's important to be able to extract that content or essentially repurpose it. And yes, using AI. Now, with each episode that we do, we build our show notes. We have an intro. We have takeaways. We have questions that were answered. We have mentioned links. We have timestamps. And of course, as we have done from the very beginning, or even as far back as 10 years ago, including a transcript. Now, some podcasters might feel, or some even content marketers might say, hey, you're giving too much away in the actual post instead of driving people to listen. Well, I feel differently about that. When someone chooses, you know, to head to our site, they may do it through a link somewhere. I want them to absorb what content they want in a format they want, audio or written. From there, we do additional content that is generated. A blog post that drills down to a specific topic of the conversation. We also put out a post and a newsletter called Backtalk, where we pull out some of the standalone quotes that share pretty cool tips and insights from both our hosts and our guests. And then on that same track, we do an article that highlights a longer quote from an episode on LinkedIn. And I really believe it's all about giving your content in various ways to help our visitors, our listeners, our readers get as much out of any given episode. Now, a lot of this can be also derived from a transcript. So yes, I really believe those transcripts are very important. And so I just want to talk about that open tab a little bit. Some people have asked me how I use AI, how I actually use it for particular episodes, and you know how you can get the most out of a transcript. And you can pull a lot of content from that transcript. I used to do it manually. I've always repurposed it. Now, again, as I said, AI just makes it a little easier. My last open tab, well, it's just that. I'm just going to share something I found, a website that I really enjoy. And I think it's just the topics, the point of view. It's called Rest of World. So it's restofworld.org, restofworld.org. It's really a pretty broad news type site, reporting global tech stories. But I've just found the editors, the writers, really, I don't know, they pull out stuff and they are really giving us a well-rounded view of tech, you know, not just in one country or another, but the stuff that is happening. So if you're looking for maybe another site, you at least want to check it out. It may be worth bookmarking, putting in your RSS feed, or whatever tool you might use. So that's it. So you'll never know what tab or tabs will be open for the next episode. Again, it's kind of a crazy week. It's the first week in June. We didn't have a lot of hosts do any episodes. Myself, as you're listening to this, I am flying to Krakow, Poland. And next week, we'll kind of get back into the regular schedule of things. But I hope that you might consider tuning in to Open Tabs, my own series on Channel 4. And again, thanks to OmniSend. Do check them out at omnisend.com/open channels and to our new sponsor, Blackwall at blackwall.com. So until the next time, take care.